The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, I'm Kelly, and I have this like really incredible superpower that I probably shouldn't brag about, but I'm going to brag about, and I think it's because I grew up moving around a lot, so it's easy for me to say goodbye to people. Mm-hmm. But if you tell me you ain't never going to talk to me again, you ain't never going to talk to me again. And I love that about me because...
All right.
I do. I kind of love that, too. I'm like, all right.
I mean, that's fine.
I'm not losing anything. You already seem like a problem.
Like, I'm an anxious person, so I'm probably not going to say, I'm never going to talk to you again because I cannot fulfill that promise.
That's a big commitment.
It is. But if you tell me that, watch me wait. Watch me wait. I'm not going to work. I'm going to wait. Because most of the people who say that to you can't actually never talk to you again.
Well, because it's a hook.
Yeah. It's like a manipulation tactic, right? Like, I'm never going to talk to you again, which makes you want to be like, oh, why would you never want to talk to me again? And for me, it's like, you're a problem. Please don't. And it's almost a relief because I didn't have to say it. I don't have to set the boundary. You said it. You set the boundary. And all I have to do is follow it. And my OCD becomes a superpower at that point because it's like, girl, they said they ain't ever talking to you again. That is not a friend anymore. That is not somebody you need in your life anymore. Do not talk to them. It's like a weird reversal.
I like the phrase.
What do they call that? Like where you flip it and reverse it.
Karma?
Mary J. Blige?
That's Missy Elliott. But
ninja.
Yeah.
Ninja move.
Yeah, that.
Ninja flip.
Anyway.
Judo flip.
Yeah,
we got it.
Look at those tables turning.
I can't believe how much I enjoy the phrase, I really like that about me. We should all say that more.
Yeah.
Like inside, not out loud.
I think
we should
definitely say it out loud.
What do you like about you?
I like how handy I am. I really like that about me.
Yeah. Howings, what do you like about you?
I'm perfectly happy doing things all by myself if I need to, and I like that about me.
Maitla, what do you like about you?
I'm funny. I don't know. I need to work on that. I'm deeply insecure.
You are funny. But
I like that about you.
You are funny, but you seem to question it just now.
Yeah,
gotta say it confidently and then say, I like that about me.
Have I ever told you the tweet you made that made me think, hey, she's really funny and we need to keep an eye out for her in the future?
No.
You were still an intern and you were in college. And I started, when our interns were on Twitter, I would usually follow them because a lot of times it would give us bit ideas or
content,
things to ask them about that they wouldn't have told with us. And you had some tweet where it was something like, I sat down in civics class, whatever your class was, and a girl that I've sat by said, Maitland, you're really funny today. And in my mind, I thought, bitch, I'm funny every day. You just get it. and I was like, God, that's funny on Twitter, which is, it's hard to be funny on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then I thought, we got to pay our minimum wage and exploit this.
Well, okay. I'm funny. I like that about me.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nailed
that's
it.
Right.
Yeah. Nailed it.
All right. What
Free
about
beer?
You, Free Beer?
I don't like anything about me.
Is that what you like about
your?
Is that what you like about yourself?
Yeah,
my damp nipples.
Aren't they always a little damp?
No, they're not damp. And if I did, who would be like, I really like that?
There's someone for everyone.
You're comfortable with your hair choices.
Yeah.
Less and less by the minute.
Now say, I like that about me.
Yeah.
I like that I am less and less comfortable in my own skin by the minute.
Do you?
I like that about me.
Yeah. There we go. Good job. Nice job.
What I like now, I'll hate tomorrow. So it all goes around. On the way. Oh, Tommy, what do you like about you?
I like that I help people a lot, and I like that about me.
Nice.
Okay.
Thanks. That you really channeled Blippi on that one. You drawing a tomato car? What are you doing?
I'm so creative. I like that about me.
Oh, there's Blippi. Wow. You didn't have to lean very far to lean into that. That was good.
I didn't. I just had to kind of emphasize a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now you're never going to not be him.
I know. It could be worse things. No, it really could not be worse things, actually. Yeah.
I don't know, yeah.
Thank you, Tommy. Yeah. All right. I said that like he's a phone call. And then I hung up on him by turning off his mic.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's all right.
Didn't mean it that way, but that's exactly how it played out the same.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.